How many berries you picked so far, Tom? 256 on the nose, said Tom instantly. Dad laughed, and lunch was over, and they moved again into the shadows to find fox grapes and the tiny wild strawberries, bent down, all three of them, hands coming and going, the pails getting heavy, and Douglas holding his breath, thinking, yes, yes, it's near again. Breathing on my neck, almost. Don't look. Work. Just pick. Fill up the pail. If you look, you'll scare it off. Don't lose it this time. But how do you bring it around here, where you can see it, stare it right in the eye? How? How? Got a snowflake in a matchbox, said Tom, smiling at the wine glove on his hand. Shut up, Douglas wanted to yell. But no, the yell would scare the echoes and run the thing away. And wait. The more Tom talked, the closer the great thing came. It wasn't scared of Tom. Tom drew it with his breath. Tom was part of it. Last February, said Tom, and chuckled. Held a matchbox up in a snowstorm, let one old snowflake fall in, shut it up, ran inside the house, stashed it in the icebox. Close. Very close. Douglas stared at Tom's flickering lips. He wanted to jump around, for he felt a vast tidal wave lift up behind the forest. In an instant, it would smash down, crush them forever. Yes, sir, mused Tom, picking grapes. I'm the only guy in all Illinois who's got a snowflake in summer. Precious as diamonds, by gosh. Tomorrow I'll open it. Doug, you can look too. Any other day, Douglas might have snorted, struck out, denied it all. But now, with the great thing rushing near, falling down in the clear air above him, he could only nod, eyes shut. Tom, puzzled, stopped picking berries and turned to stare over at his brother. Douglas, hunched over, was an ideal target. Tom leaped, yelling, landed. They fell, thrashed, and rolled. No! Douglas squeezed his mind shut. No! But suddenly, yes, it's all right. Yes, the tangle, the contact of bodies, the falling tumble had not scared off the tidal sea that crashed now, flooding and washing them along the shore of grass deep through the forest. Knuckles struck his mouth. He tasted rusty, warm blood, grabbed Tom hard, held him tight, and so in silence they lay, hearts churning, nostrils hissing. And at last, slowly, afraid he would find nothing, Douglas opened one eye. And everything, absolutely everything, was there. The world, like a great iris of an even more gigantic eye, which has also just opened and stretched out to encompass everything, stared back at him. And he knew what it was that had leaped upon him to stay and would not run away now. I'm alive, he thought.